Well, all this snow is raising the risk of accidents out on roads this morning. And in fact, we have had accidents all over the place. Case in point, a passenger bus crashing on southbound 95 in Stafford County in Virginia. Joining us live is Corrine Geller. She's with Virginia State Police. Corrine, good morning. It's good to have you with us on WTOP.
Good morning.
Give us an indication of where this accident is, and can you tell us, the bus here? Do we know whether it was Trailways or Greyhound or any other make?
Well, the crash occurred just south of exit 140 in Stafford County. It's at the 137-mile marker in the southbound lanes. It's a single-vehicle crash. It occurred about 4:05 this morning. It is a commercial passenger bus. Unfortunately, I'm not at the scene, so I haven't been able to confirm the bus company, but it's not a Greyhound or Trailways or anything like that. We have 54 passengers on board. They've been transported to area hospitals, mainly just to be checked out for minor injuries. We have at least four passengers that suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Fortunately, there have been no fatalities involved.
All right, that's good news. So how is this affecting traffic both in the south and the northbound lanes?
Well, right now it's only affecting the southbound lanes of I-95. All southbound traffic is being rerouted off of I-95 at exit 140 in Stafford County and directed over to Route 1. And, of course, we've got crews there. We've got VDOT crews out there to plow the roads as quickly as we can so we can get the bus uprighted and removed and then, of course, get those lanes reopened.
Now, Corrine, you indicated that four of these injuries were serious but not life-threatening. Do we know how this accident happened? And it was a single vehicle, indicating to me at least that maybe this bus, like so many cars we've seen, just skidded on what was a very treacherous surface on the road and ended up, on its side? Is that how it sits right now?
At this time, we know the bus was traveling south on I-95 when the driver apparently lost control and overturned the bus onto its side in the southbound lanes. As to the exact cause of the crash, that's what's under investigation. We've notified the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. We also have our state police motor carrier safety team on scene to, of course, examine and look over the bus for any kind of mechanical issues or anything of that nature.
But very likely, like all the other cars that have slid off the road this morning, the conditions probably were a major factor in this happening, huh?
Well, we're looking into that. We can't say for certain at this point.
Corrine, can you tell us about the condition of the driver of the bus?
I don't have that information either yet. Fortunately, like I said, I'm not at the scene. We've got plenty of folks there at the scene conducting the investigation. As soon as we get more information, we'll be sure to update you.
All right. Corrine Geller with the Virginia State Police Department. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the update.